Yeah, Neville here, Monday, November the 2nd, 2009. Wonder if you can hear this. Have a listen. Yeah, I'm not sure whether you can. I'll find out on the recording. But that's the sound of a hard drive. Of the hard drive of my main computer has been doing that thrashing for the past 45 minutes. Can you imagine? And it's all to do with, from what I can understand, two instances of Word that will not shut, will not close, that I've been trying to do. It's resulted in the computer being completely unusable. Everything like treacle. It's taken probably a good 15 minutes to try and shut down the machine. It's still not shut down. So I've no idea why that's happened, other than what I was doing that I can link to it, which was exporting out of PowerPoint the notes view to capture the text in a Word document. And I've been doing two or three of these, to-ing and fro-ing. And the last one I did actually was quite astonishing. Created a file of about 40 megs, which when I then exported that file to a PDF, it was less than a meg. But I noticed after that experience, not the export to PDF, but this huge file it created with the graphics of each of the slides, it's about a 50-slide deck, that Word was closed, but when I looked in Task Manager, the process was still running, consuming a huge amount of memory. And then I noticed another instance was running too, equal, about 160 megs each of memory. And they're still doing it. The computer has still not shut down, even though I've told it to shut down, just logging off normally. That doesn't work. Screen's gone dark at the moment. It said it was waiting for a program to close. And nothing I do can turn this down. Given the fact that the hard disk is constantly thrashing, I'm reluctant just to hit the power button. And this, by the way, is a quad-core machine with 4 gigs of RAM. And I'm astonished. I've never experienced this with Word before. What would cause this, I wonder? That's something I was doing in PowerPoint, or not so much what I was doing. What's wrong with the software that would cause it to do this? And it's really quite astounding that it's taken out 45 minutes of disk thrashing. Absolutely ridiculous. This is Office 2007, by the way. Never experienced this before. So, I've not really done this with PowerPoint to Word before. So is it a feature that doesn't work properly? I don't know, but weird, I think.